Oh, snap, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. No, we don't. All right, today we are going to talk about the first things that you want to look at when your dog is having a seizure. All right. Seizures are very tough for pet parents and tough on the dog. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But first, I always go to my testimonials and want to share with you what people are saying about the raw diet and raw dog food and company. Shelley says, my dogs love this food and they thrive on it. Mary says, I cannot even put into words how amazing this company is. I have a dog who was nonstop sick for the first year and a half of his life. He's been on this food for 6 months with zero vet visits, no medications, and no problems. Thank you so much, Mary. And if you have questions about feeding your dog a species-appropriate diet, why you might go raw, what are the benefits, what is the detox process, how you should start, you can go to my website, rawdogfoodandcompany.com. We are based out of Denver, Colorado, so you can find me on Facebook, and you can message me and you can also email me at info@rawdogfoodandcompany.com because we really do believe in this diet. We've been doing it for 18 years. We have seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And it's really not a miracle. It's just when you feed dogs the way that they're supposed to be fed, they feel better. They live longer. They don't get diseases and they don't get seizures. Not all the time, but you know, sometimes it's genetic, but we are talking about seizures today and what you want to know if you have a dog that is having seizures, okay? The first thing that you want to do, the very first thing if your dog starts having a seizure, and what is a seizure? What does it look like? Well, typically you will see a dog that collapses, starts jerking, stiffening up, muscle twisting, twitching, has a loss of consciousness even. It can drool, start chomping, tongue chewing, or even foaming at the mouth. They might even fall side to side and start making paddling motions with their legs. And sometimes they do defecate or pee during the seizure. And these are very, very troublesome for the owner. We just feel helpless. My dachshund, at the end of his life, he was 17, and he did have a seizure, a small seizure. And I remember seeing that and thinking, oh my gosh, I just feel for the pet parents that have to deal with this on a daily basis or a monthly basis. But what's the first thing that you want to do if you think your dog's having seizures? Well, have your vet do a full physical and neurological exam, okay, because you do need to rule out metabolic causes such as a liver shunt. And you can only find out if it's a liver shunt by performing blood work and also ruling out tumors of the brain. Okay, what is a liver shunt? Typically, this is a birth defect, okay, but what is a liver shunt in dogs? It is called a portosystemic shunt, okay? A portosystemic shunt, or PSS as they call it. But it's a condition where the normal flow of blood to and through the liver is reduced or absent. So normal blood, it returns from the puppy's digestive tract and is routed to the liver through the portal vein. The blood then flows through the liver and then exits the liver and joins the blood flowing back to the heart. So when you have a portosystemic shunt, a liver shunt, the flow of blood is shunted. doesn't go the right way. All right. So anyway, that is just something that I wanted you to know about, and you can look that up. What is a liver shunt? But you want to rule that out if your dog is having a seizure as well as a brain tumor. Well, what are the other things that you want to do and you must do if you want to try and reduce the seizures in your dogs? Many homeopathic vets report great improvement when you remove environmental causes. And the first thing is to look at his diet. Of course, you know I'm going to say that, but make sure your dog is on a gluten-free diet. That means no grains. That means no milk bones. That means no crappy foods, okay? Homeopathic vets agree the best diet, not only for all dogs, but especially for seizure dogs, is a raw diet for dogs. So let's, first and foremost, get the gluten and any sort of other food toxins out of his diet. The second thing is you want to make sure that you're not using pesticides and that your dog doesn't have access to your neighbor's house that might be using pesticides or herbicides on the lawn or in the house. And also, this one is very important, but I don't think a lot of people know this. Make sure that you're not using topical flea products. Topical flea products can cause seizures, and so we want to really get all these toxins out of your dog's environment, all right? We also want to avoid any future vaccinations. So if your dog is having seizures, let's don't schedule that next future vaccination. And then homeopathic vets all say you should consider taking your dog off of heartworm medications, maybe temporary, but it may be permanent that you have to take them off heartworm medications. And there's a great article out there by Dr. Judy Morgan. And any one of you that have dogs that are seizuring, you need to read this article. It's called These Drugs May Cause Seizures in Dogs. It's by Dr. Judy Morgan. All right. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about this article. So Dr. Judy was called in to review the health records of this dog that was having seizures. This dog was on phenobarbital to suppress seizure activity. It's the most commonly used anti-seizure medication for pets, but it does have major side effects, including increased thirst and urination, increased appetite, weight gain, and the most important one, liver damage. Okay? Now, in this article, Dr. Morgan says, this pet, and she has a picture on her site of the pet's vet history, and it shows where this vet had prescribed monthly HeartGuard for heartworm and intestinal parasite prevention on this seizure dog. Now, here's the thing. The Vectra 3D, which is one of these heartworm prevention medicine, can have major side effects too, which include extreme restlessness and jitteriness described as anxiety or manic behavior. But here's in this article, she says, the product insert states this. In this, the vets know that this dog is a seizure dog. They give them a product which clearly states, do not use this product on debilitated, medicated, pregnant or nursing dogs are dogs known to be sensitive to pesticide products. And Dr. Morgan goes on to say, does the fact that the dog is taking phenobarbital not count as medicated? It does. If we're taking phenobarbital for seizures, then we don't want to subject the dog to heartworm medication like Vectra 3 or NexGard. If you look at the notice on the printout from the veterinarian, it clearly states, In dogs, that's seizure. The active ingredients in Trifexis, Comfortis, and NexGard have been shown to increase seizure activity. Can the vets not read? Are they not paying attention? Or what the hell is going on here? Now, that would make me very, very mad. And so Dr. Morgan says, so why, big prince, you know, big boat, why are NexGard, HeartGard, and Vector 3 being dispensed along with phenobarbital? And she says, perhaps there needs to be a red flag in the computer system that pops up when phenobarb is dispensed that states, warning, do not dispense NexGard. Unfortunately, our health providers, and I've spoken in my corporate career a lot to the pharmacy societies and associations, because they are having to take on nowadays the job of counseling us, you and me, on drug interactions because the doctors don't do it. So the pharmacists have to know what the doctors are prescribing because the doctors have been prescribing medications that have had many bad side effects and interactions with one another. So maybe this is what you and I have to do for our pets because our vets are not getting it, are not reading it, are not knowing it. I'm not sure what they're doing. Now, I'm not going to put all vets in that bad category, but I'm going to say the onus is on you, pet parents. And this is where you really do need to snap out of it. Buck up to the bar, have some courage, grow a pair to be able to do some research and decide what's best for your pet's health. I see this over and over and over again that, and not just in, you know, pet parents and how they feed their food. This is across the board with human beings. We have become, we don't want to take responsibility for our own actions. We don't want to be wrong. We don't want to cause pain. I do believe that. We don't want to cause harm. But you have to get out there, do some research, and take a risk. You're not God. Nobody else is God. And so you can't know the future. You have to do the best you can do with the knowledge that you have. But the best you can do includes doing your research. And I have no patience for people who don't do their research. And you want to blame other people. Don't blame. Do your research, make a decision, and then deal with the decisions that you make. Don't beat yourself up. Know that you made the best decision based on the information that you have, but do your own research. I say that all the time. Do your own research. So if you have a dog that is having seizures, there are lots of things that you can do, and you've got to do your research. There are many, many articles out there through Dogs Naturally magazine about homeopathic ways that you can help your dog with seizures. But the first thing that you got to do is look at their diet. Then take all the toxins. Take all the toxins out of your home. Think about all of the cleaning products that you use. Okay, and the air fresheners. We've read study after study about these, or article. Let me go back. Article after article, suggesting that air fresheners can trigger seizures in dogs. Cleaning products on your floors. They lick their paws. They're walking around constantly. Maybe it's carpet fresh. Maybe it's cleaners on your wood floors, and then they're going to lick and ingest those cleaners into their system because they're licking their paws. So let's think about that. Let's think about medications that maybe you take or someone in the family takes. Is it possible that you drop a pill on the floor and the dog eats it? These can cause liver problems. These can cause neurological problems. So there's lots of things that we need to be conscious of with our pets, especially these dogs that are having seizures. And we need to clean up our act, clean up our house, clean up our lawns, clean up our water, certainly clean up the food, and then make sure that the vet is not prescribing something like heartworm medication that might be increasing seizure activity in your dogs. All right, there are also some great herbs out there that will calm their neurological tract. And many homeopathic vets also suggest rescue remedy. You've heard of rescue remedy? You can get that, it calms pets down. You can rub that on the ears of the dogs while they're having seizures. Lots of things that we can do. It is a very, very tough situation. We have a lot of people who have seizure dogs. We have a couple that have been in a CBD oil study here at CSU. And unfortunately, this one study finished up, and my pet parent didn't really have a clear understanding of whether the high dose of CBD oil helped her dog or not. I will say this, that when she reduced the amount of CBD oil that the dog was on during the study, he did have a few more seizures. But again, we don't know if A plus B equals C. We don't know if there was something else going on. But that is the only thing that she can really attribute it to. My heart goes out to you. Don't give up. Keep looking around, trying new things, and reach out to us here at Raw Dog Food and Company, because your pet's health is our business. I'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap, snap, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.